Good morning, podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio. Just a quick podcast for Local 304, Columbus, Ohio in particular. Hey, listen, members, it's come to my attention that the local president came down to Columbus, Ohio and authorized management to go 40 casuals over cap. 40 over the cap. Now, let me tell you, for those of you that don't follow this employment matrix or compliment, 40 casuals over cap for TMS, come on. I mean, and the real messed up part about it, because I understand the agency might be in a pickle, they may be over a barrel right now trying to upgrade their TMS system. You know, they have all these engineers, but I guess nobody planned for that. But nonetheless, here we are. But for a union, and again, this is my opinion, for a union to authorize management to go 40 employees over cap for a 90-day period is ludicrous. And you might ask yourself, well, wait a minute, Ken. If the local president agreed to go 40 over cap, what did we get in return? You know what you got? You got nothing. You got absolutely nothing. Now, let me tell you, and I'm going to say this to you, if I'm your branch president, if I'm active in my role, well, if we're going to go 40 over cap, at the very least, all overtime lists from all tours would have been maxed out, thereby guaranteeing no Article 8 grievances. And when I say maxed out, because they need 40, that puts us in a good bargaining position. I would offer to management, again, and I know even as an active branch president, it would have been, it had to be signed off by the local and the national. So I'm not saying I could have brokered that deal, but I would have recommended that all three overtime lists be allowed to work 7 days, 12 hours a day. And if they choose not to come in, for that 90-day period, management takes no action. That's what we call negotiating in good faith and negotiating in behalf of dues-paying members and non-dues-paying members. Now, again, all I can say to you is this is the information I have. I would encourage you to ask your union, inquire. You have a right to know. Because let me tell you, here's the effect of 40 casuals at Citygate. And first of all, let me say this. There is a new sheriff in town in Columbus, Ohio, and his name is Terry Morrow. And he is not Chris Smith. And the reason I laugh is because let me explain to you what's about to take place in Columbus. You are about to see structure. You are about to see supervisors about supervisor business, and they are going to start doing the job that they are supposed to do. Now, how does that affect us? It's going to affect us because we are simply not used to them doing that. And the fact that they are now going to engage in becoming supervisors, it's going to have employees feeling some type of way. Again, we are simply not used to that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think Plant Manager Morrow is going to accept anything less. So understand, rules will be reiterated to you. They're going to be followed. And if they're not followed, I'm pretty certain they are going to engage in some pretty aggressive discipline. Now, getting back to the 40 casuals over cap. And when I say over cap, for those who are not familiar, there is an authorized number of casual employees that Columbus is authorized to have. We are at that number. And now your local president has authorized them to go 40 in addition to that. Now, what that means is overtime in Columbus with 40 additional mail handlers will be zero. So by agreeing to allow the union to go over the authorized number of employees by 40. That should eliminate any overtime in Columbus. Did you hear what I said? That should eliminate any overtime in Columbus. So the deal your local president made just took money out of your pocket. And again, if you think what I'm saying is not real, then all I can say to you is ask your union, ask your stewards. And if what I'm putting out on this podcast is not true, I hate to do it, but I will rescind it and put an apology out. Now, why wouldn't we as a union negotiate to have people converted? If you need 40 casuals, surely we could have negotiated at least 5 to 10 conversions. This way, at least we can come back to the craft and say, hey, listen, in exchange for going over cap, we now have 5, 10 additional regular mail handlers. We have absolutely nothing as a result of going over 40 employees. Let me say this to you. If you think I'm making the story up, or if you think I am embellishing, if you know mail handlers working in the Youngstown office, ask the mail handlers in Youngstown how the same local president did the similar move in their office. So before you start attacking me, again, talk to some mail handlers in Youngstown. They'll tell you what a great deal the local president came up and did for them. And it brings me to the point to say, is this the person you want leading your union from today forward? Well, from January forward? You got to think about that. And if those of you who don't get involved in the politics of the union, get involved. We cannot allow this current local president to have one more term in office, again, because it's damaging to mail handlers. Investigate what I say. Talk to some mail handlers in Youngstown. And again, if my stories are off the mark, then you come and let me know. And just like I put the information out, I'll retract it. I don't think I'm going to have to do that in this case. You know, it's funny. Every time I become aware of some of the dealings of the local president, he's been doing this for a while. So I'm going to venture that even though I mentioned Youngstown, I'm going to venture that there are more offices in Local 304 that this current local president has came in and done some shoddy deals with that do not benefit the mail handlers. I may never know about them, but as you hear this podcast, I'm sure there's some other offices that mail handlers are saying, you know what, he did that same thing here. But thanks to mass media, now we can share all that. And I'm going to share it because I want you to understand that you have a better candidate waiting to lead this local. And we got to stop with this current president that we have right now. I say to you, he is just not good for Local 304. At the very least, I would have had conversation with all the stewards and the members and asked, maybe got some feedback on it. Now, let me tell you something. I know that you elect the local president to make these type of decisions, but what I want you to see is this the person you want making decisions for you? Is this the type of decision you want? Now, I don't know. It's an election year. You would think that the local president would cater more to the members, but it's definitely apparent that he's catering to management. Now, what that's going to do on the down the road, who knows? But I do know that as a local president, the membership, that's my concern. I'm going to work with management, but I work with management on behalf of the members. And I'm pretty certain if you had spoken to the members in Columbus, you would not have gotten a hearty welcome when you put the question out, do you want 40 additional employees with no written compensation for the overtime desire list. Now again, with 40 additional casuals, they already violate the overtime desire list on a regular basis, probably to the tune that your current union can't keep up with it. That's how many violations take place on a regular. They can't rotate an overtime desire list now. So at least if you're going to cave in to 40 additional employees, have some kind of assurance for your folks that are on your overtime desire list. Or have some kind of consideration to the craft as a whole and push for conversions. But no, your local president came in and just settled for 40, and that's just that. So this is Kenny Hodge, your suspended branch president, still keeping an eye out for you. But there is a glimmer of hope on the horizon. Your Tortue Chief Stewart, Brother Theron, he put up a fight in your behalf to try to get some kind of compensation, but a local president wasn't having it and just signed off on it. So there's hope on the horizon. Let's stay in the fight, Columbus, despite having the current local president that we have. All it tells you is get active. Let's vote him out. Vote Kenny Hodge in. 180 degrees, new direction. The voice of the mail handler.